Triple M Room of Ideas.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Nobbo?
Yeah, shut the door.
Look, if this is about cat's pyjamas or cat's piss, I know the segment's got tired.
It's not about cat's pyjamas. It's about that little offensive word you dropped on air the other day.
What, Dutton?
No! I'm talking about the N-word.
Oh, nickback.
Don't say it again, Christ!
What's wrong with saying nickback?
We don't use that word anymore. A lot of people find it very offensive.
What, nickback?
Will you please stop saying nickback? It's not 2005 anymore. Times have changed. Values have changed. We can't just go on air and use the N-word willy-nilly like we used to.
Oh, this is political correctness gone mad. Next you'll be telling us we can't say the C-word.
You know perfectly well we can't say cosplay. If anything, the C-word's even more offensive than the N-word. Now get out of my office!
Oh, can I just double check? We are still cool to use the F-word, aren't we?
What? Foo Fighters? F***ing oath.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
Tonight on 10, Todd Sampson continues his mission to prove he's way more amazing than the rest of us. Nervous that we weren't suitably impressed when he wrestled with lions while ascending Mount Everest. TV's biggest alpha male tonight goes one better, strapping piranhas to his testicles while walking across the Grand Canyon on a tightrope that hasn't actually been tied at one end. Then, using nothing but mental strength and preposterous levels of vanity, Todd lets himself get beheaded by ISIS. Not once, not twice, but three times. And lives to smugly tell the tale. And, in the ultimate test of endurance, can Todd sit through an entire episode of Gruen without wearing one of his pretentious Look At Me t-shirts? That's tonight on Body Hack. One man's quest to test his tolerance for pain. And an audience's quest to test their tolerance for Todd.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard this Qatar Airways flight, especially if you're a man. As we ascend to 30,000 feet, which is much higher than women can ascend in our company, I'd like to assure you this airline is run by a man, not a woman, and that I too am a man because flying planes is very challenging, unlike, say, childbirth or easy things that women do. Can't have a woman pilot, her boobies might overbalance the aircraft. We'll be serving some refreshments, dude food mainly, including a very phallic hot dog, and of course that meat was made only from male animals, mostly chauvinist pigs. Have a pleasant flight and I'll go back to fiddling with my joystick.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Looking for a quality wine? Look for Yellowtail.
The bouquet has some hemp notes.
Harvested from age-old vines, grown smack bang in a massive pot farm.
I must say, this Shiraz is some seriously good shit, man!
The perfect wine for quaffing, not from a glass, but a fine crystal bong.
The Chardonnay's got a kangaroo. It's got a kangaroo on the label.
Yellowtail.
Whoa, this cork is not made from cork. Heavy.
Australia's finest marijuana.
Oh, I got the munchies. Oh, I got to get to 7-Eleven for a cheese platter with quince paste, man.
Remember, get baked responsibly.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
The Coles Collectibles range is here, guaranteed to send your kid into an incomprehensible frenzy of late capitalist consumption.
Gimme, 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 or I'll make your life a misery.
The way it works is simple. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you an adorable miniature of one of your favourite groceries. Tiny bananas.
So cute.
Tiny detergent.
Adorable.
Tiny condoms.
No, they're mine. They're not part of the range.
There are 30 to collect, so to make your child not throw a tantrum, all you need to do is spend $900 at Coles this weekend.
I suppose we could do with some extra milk.
Just remember, half of each packet will be duplicates, meaning you'll be back here in no time to buy another $900 worth of groceries.
God, I can't drink any more milk.
Then spend the final days of this promotion driving from one Coles to another, desperately trying to get the last piece.
Dad, I need the mini Coal Power, or I'll knife you.
Mini collectibles from Coles. Start collecting today so you don't get knifed by your own child.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Here in the United Kingdom, summer typically begins on the 20th of July.
Now then, everyone, let's sit outside.
And ends 15 minutes later.
Summer's over, back inside.
But this year, a rare heat wave has the UK sweltering, with overnight temperatures as high as 15 degrees.
It's so badly hot, I'm thinking of removing one of my gloves.
I've considered keeping my beer in the fridge.
And as with any minor change, people are blaming foreigners.
Personally, I blame the EU. We don't want foreign temperatures coming here.
If I wanted sun, surf and happiness, I wouldn't be British.
And while some British people find themselves whinging slightly less, doctors are treating thousands of heat-affected patients.
Mr. Pemberton, I've diagnosed that strange sensation you're having in your mouth.
What is it, doctor?
Thirst.
What's that? Some new type of Asian flu?
I shall prescribe you this medicine. It's called a glass of water.
By causing dry mouths, the heat is even affecting people's speech.
My British accent is sounding very dodgy indeed.
But for those in Scotland, there is an upside.
For the first time in Scottish history, we can wear a kilt without our ball bags snapping off in the cold.
This is Stephen Watson for BBC.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.